So if we think about the area where the water gardens are now, do you have any recollections of what it was like before they started work on the water gardens?
Yeah, my grandfather lived in Cemetery Hill, and he owned the house up there, and he purchased two further properties in Cottrells Road. So this was prior to the Leighton Buzzard Road being opened or even constructed. Numbers 38 and number 40. My aunt, who was my dad's eldest sister, lived in number 38 with her husband. They had no children, but it was always good fun to go there in the afternoons for tea and things. And I remember vividly the railway sidings, the coal yards, vaguely the ironworks and things like that. But certainly the sidings and the coal yards along there. And of course, there was no other road through the town, so Cottrells was the main thoroughfare. Quite a busy piece of road for the time.
Do you remember anything of the river?
Yeah, the river run through the back there. I believe that some of the river was running to a culvert at points, and then it ran down through under the railway embankment, and then came out where the roundabout is now. But obviously, where the roundabout is and the roadways was where we had our park. So we had swings and a thing called the jazz in there, and there was a kids' paddling pool there, and an open field to the back of it, which backed off to the railway to the railway embankment. So yeah, the river ran through from the top end of the park down the back of the town, but I think it just meandered its way around through the various buildings that were already there.
So, was it accessible, or was it all sort of on private property?
That I can't actually remember. I think it ran through private property, like the ironworks and people like that. It was running through their properties, like other streams and rivers do around the town now.
And the railway was still there. What do
Yeah,
you remember of that?
Puffin Billy. I think that was a nickname that I was given to us. She was called Puffin Billy. That used to run from Harpenden right the way through and bring coal down to the gasworks in Boxmoor Road or London Road. Yeah, and it used to be a bit of a pull for the old train to go up those slopes, especially going up to the Railway Arms, which is now in the Midland Hotel up Midland Hill. So yeah, the recollection of that used to come down. I think it used to run two or three times a day, basically, backwards and forwards. And I remember that it was a big thing to see the train going over the railway arches at the bottom of the Marlows itself.